Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
It is On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, along with the stars of our show, two iconic Hall of Fame great football legends. We're talking about Vince Ferragamo, number 15, led the Rams in Super Bowl 14. And then Jackie Slater, number 78. This guy, the four-time NFC Offensive Lineman of the Year, Hall of Famer, the one and only Jackie Slater. Welcome, gentlemen, to your show.
Good to see you.
As we got a lot to talk about this week. Basketball, we got some football points. And before the show, we were warming up, and we heard coming out of the dressing room from Jackie Slater.
What was he doing?
Some great.
I was just telling you about Brother Lord. He barked out his famous song, Surely.
He was singing a song, Surely. S-U-R-E-L-Y.
Surely.
Give us a little bit.
Surely, he is able.
He's incredible. And for those of you that don't have our On Point Live podcast video, he's smiling when he does that. He's... We got a trio here. I'll just do the announcing. You're going to play.
I'll accompany him.
You got the
guitar. I got the guitar. Next time, I'll bring it.
Yeah, that's good. So, very good discovery.
Thank you very much.
How's your guys' week going? Now, you're just recovering, Vince, of course, from being in Italy.
My stomach needs to relax a little bit more.
If he says that one more time, how bloated he is and how much food he ate.
How long did your gut over there? You need to cut back, too.
I heard his gut. It was singing earlier. I was like, surely. No more pasta, please. It was great.
I mean, Vince, talk about it. The pasta he ate, like he ate a whole big plate of pasta.
Oh, hey, I'll tell you,
lamb.
Jody last night made a beautiful,
your lovely wife,
orchietti. Orchietti pasta with pesto and then some pomodoro on top. Oh, my God, was it so good. I told her it's the best she ever made.
The man's been sick of the dog for the last week for overeating, and all he's talking about is Jody
making
some icky.
And then fried chicken and some olive oil.
Fried chicken and olive, look at that.
Jackie, we didn't even
wonder that he's not as big as I am.
We did not even get our share of the Harmony cheese. Vince took it all home. Did you get yours, Harmony?
I was grating that Parmesan cheese on top of that spaghetti. Oh my God.
You know, too much grating. By the way, too much cheese grating by you.
You need to do more hot pepper.
You need to take it off in chunks.
Hey.
And put it on some crackers or something. You do too much cheese grating.
That, but I like it grated.
My cheese grating is double A for HarmonyCheese.com. Our sponsor, they got a new website. Look at all the cheeses they got. This Parmesan Abergelli over here. We got some new stuff. I like the beer cheese and I like the bourbon.
Yeah, you like the bourbon beer? Cheeses. Yeah, I like that too.
Cheddar.
Check it out at HarmonyCheese.com. Don't forget to check out our site here, OnPointLive.net. Subscribe to On Point Live with Vince and Jackie on our YouTube channel.
Curves?
Instagram on.point.live. And don't forget to email us onpoint@crntalk.com. They're arguing cheese. We got to take a break and eat something here. OnPointLive.net. All right, we'll be back. Stay with us. And now for Harmony Cheese. Here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature golden age cheeses are a symphony of taste, from the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergelli to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our portabella and chive Abergelli.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com. Touchdown. Vince Ferragamo is inviting you to experience the taste of victory, not on the field, but in your glass. From NFL quarterback to winemaker, Vince Ferragamo has brought the same passion and dedication that lit up stadiums to crafting world-class wines. At Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, you'll find award-winning Italian varietals, including the luxurious Super Tuscan Blend Caressa J, Bold Primitivo, Elegant Pinot Nero, and Rich Sangiovese, all gold medal and 90-plus point winners. Perfectly paired with food, cheese, or enjoyed on their own, these wines bring a touch of Italy to your table. Why wait? Make tonight a celebration. Visit VinceFerragamoVineyards.com now and experience the magic of fine wines crafted by a true legend. That's VinceFerragamoVineyards.com. Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, where fine wine meets greatness. Football is won in the trenches. And if you want to dominate the line of scrimmage, you need more than just size. You need skill, technique, and a mindset of greatness. At Slater Enterprises, Hall of Fame offensive lineman Jackie Slater, 20-year veteran of the Los Angeles Rams, will help you develop the footwork, strength, and intelligence to control the game. Jackie has trained some of today's top NFL linemen, helping them maximize their potential and build long, successful careers. Every great offensive lineman starts with technique. Let's fix the technical issues, build your confidence, and make you unstoppable. If you're serious about improving your game and taking your skills to the next level, contact Jackie Slater today at jackies7644@aol.com. Start your journey to excellence. Go to jackies7644@aol.com. Slater Enterprises, where champions are built. Welcome back to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, along with the stars of our show, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. We didn't have time last week to really get into it, but as we tape this show for you this week, two games have been played in the NBA Finals. By the time we come back next week, four games will be played. So we got plenty of time to talk about our thoughts about the finals here between Indiana and Oklahoma. And let's start with you, Jackie. You've been watching some of these games. What do you think? What do you see so far in these two clubs meeting on the court? The series is tied 1-1 right now.
Well, the thing that jumps out at me more than anything else is the way OKC deports itself on not – just the offensive end of the court, where they're featuring the league's top scorer and MVP, SGA, but also the way they play defense. If you notice, every time a rebounder gets a ball and he drops that ball below his waistline, you're going to see two or three guys from OKC going after that basketball. Mm-hmm. They play defense aggressively with their hands trying to take the ball, and the turnovers they're creating, and that's what helps them stay way ahead of their opponents as the game goes along.
Vince Ferragamo, yes. Your thoughts?
Well, I agree. I agree that the turnover ratio has been in favor of OKC, because they had 25 turnovers resulting in 11 points only in the first game. That's probably the reason why they lost. If they would have cashed in more on those turnovers, it wouldn't have been that close, but to watch the game develop and to watch the role of all the players stepping in from the bench. You got Alex Caruso coming in. Jackie and I both comment about Aaron Wiggins coming in and making, 18 points in the last game. And then Caruso's 20 points. That's 38 points for two players. And then when you have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the MVP of the league, and then with the Twin Towers below, Holmgren, the way he's playing, shooting threes from the outside, driving to the basket.
Blocking shots.
Doing everything. And then when he comes out, Hartenstein comes in, big, powerful, low body, down in the paint.
They
you
can
can't
run.
Drive.
He can run.
Yeah, they all can move, and they're young, Mike. They're just, it's just amazing how long they've kept the lead in both these games.
So we got the Thunder. We can hear it erupting here during the games. Let's go to game one, because you were very vocal, Vince Ferragamo, that game. Indiana came from behind, sort of 111 to 110, 1 point. But you were disappointed on maybe not as much camaraderie, seeing the excitement from Indiana on winning that game. What was the deal?
Well, when Halliburton hit that final shot, my comment would be this. I looked at the reaction of the entire team. okay? And if it was me playing in that game or any football game, you make that last touchdown at the last minute of the game or the last seconds, everybody's jubilant. They're all excited. They're in favor of each other. They're backing one another. I didn't see that reaction. And so that turned me off. And I'm saying, gosh, this doesn't happen all the time. They hadn't had the lead the entire game. Well, except for 0.3 seconds of the game. The guy makes a great shot.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great shot, and there was a lot to be excited about. An emotional response needed to have been occurring, and it did. You know what that shock was?
What?
It was sheer shock and amazement that it failed, and they're winning the game. They lost that game from the opening bell until that shot was made.
That's correct.
They lost that game. And they knew that game was, and they were shocked.
So they were all defeated?
They felt defeated, and they didn't want to celebrate?
I'm ready to celebrate because I know we're going to win the game. Every time I play a game, I'm going to win.
Surprise might be
which,
a good
which
term.
Leads us to surprise. Why, which leads us I'm to why surprised. They so, why they easily were dominated in the second game. They were easily dominated in the second game simply because they figured out this. Halliburton's strength is not his quickness, not his elusiveness, not his ability to hit a lot of close shots and at a high percentage like SGA does.
Right.
His strength is methodically bringing the ball down the court, running plays, looking at fallacies, looking at weaknesses in the defense, and getting the ball to people that can shoot. Okay, well, you see what they did. The thing that I like about the OKC team is they have specialists in every area where you can have a strength. They put Dart on Halliburton and made him work his way down the court every single step he made. And so that meant that he had to make decisions that were based on a hurried-up approach to the basket.
Right.
And I think that that is one of the key reasons why we're going to see Indy fall to OKC.
Jackie, OKC is multidimensional, okay? Because when you can shoot primarily threes really good, that's not sustainable every game. You can't shoot 60% three-point shots all the time.
That's right.
It's just not going to happen. So OKC understands that. They said, okay, you know, and then they just shrugged it off. That first game, we should have won this game. No big deal. We're going to come back and show them.
Right.
And, you know, I've been impressed with the fans in OKC, too.
They all wear the same game.
So game two was a little more of a runaway, 123-107, the Thunder beating the Pacers. So you think that Oklahoma is more of a cohesive team that's playing as a group that would be cheering when they win at the end? Is that what you're saying?
Well, they have the MVP of the league. I mean, they can win in all different ways. They have the best defense in the league. They're young. They're youthful. They're resilient. They keep playing. They play great off the bench. It doesn't matter who comes in. They're even just as strong off the bench as they are starting five. So there's no way I can see them losing this
they
series.
They got utility special people. Utility special people that has a special job to do. I think Hardenstam's job is to beat up anybody's big, get in there and try to get rebounds on the offense and defensive end. And I think the Dart's job is to hound the playmakers. Don't let the playmakers just meander down the court and then pass the ball to open guys without being taxed. And I think that's going to continue to be a key measure that Gecknock uses the remainder of this series.
You mentioned a coach. You guys play with a lot of coaches when you were with the Rams. You're Mark Dagnall. You got your Indiana Pacers ready to go. How do you get them up for this game? Let's start with you, Jackie. What do you have to do to get them ready for this series?
You got to address all the facts, I think, Vince. Yeah. You know, when I played basketball and we got ready to play Hattiesburg, where they featured Eugene Short, who was the first-round pick of the New York Knicks back in 1975, they said, we can't let this guy shoot the basketball, in the paint. We got to keep him out of the paint, Jack. You got to bump him. I want you to bump him. I want him out of the paint. I want him shooting anywhere out of the paint.
Mm-hmm.
And that was our goal. And that was the closest we ever came to beating Hattiesburg by doing objectives like that. I think that what they need to say is we got to pressure Halliburton. We got the rebound on the defensive end. We got a rebound on the offensive end. And we got to go for steals. We got to take the ball, turn the basketball over like we've done, and we're going to continue to have success.
And on the other side, Indiana Pacers,
Rick
too.
Carlisle.
Rick Carlisle. Yeah. He's done a great job keeping the team together, and they're resilient. And it's been through his coaching ability to keep the team poised to make the shot.
You're talking about Oklahoma now, right?
I'm talking about the Indiana Pacers, how they won game one. And your question was, how are they going to stay abreast and keep pace with the fast OKC team? And it's just like Jackie says, it's a team effort. I mean, the coaching is going to have to be integrated in the system and just play within the way we play the game. Yeah. Play one-on-one basketball, because there are so many different threats from OKC. They can beat you so many different ways.
A lot of matchups.
You're just going to have to
Indiana
play
beat
one-on-one.
The Knicks. And Jackie, did you tell the Knicks that they lost? Because I think they're still showing up for more games.
Well, you know, the Knicks are a proud organization. You show up and play well there, either for them or against them, then that's where you make your name.
You feel strongly about this. You've been pounding away. Okay, so Rick Carlisle, Oklahoma, he's got an easier job because his team is so good, or has he built this team to be the cohesive unit?
Well, OKC with Dagnow, they're tough to beat, Mike. They're just so talented. They're talented in every which way. They're talented physically. They're talented with size. They got twin towers.
Don't you
two
like
guys
the
over 7 foot?
They can
tall
match
the
up with what you bring to the table.
Whatever it is,
they got
Jackie,
a utility piece for everything.
They won how many games this year, Jackie?
68 games.
So what are you thinking? Indiana got a choice here? Whatever.
No,
somebody
Indiana,
stick their
Indiana's
neck out.
Indiana's going to try to stay with them. It's like a race, okay? They're going to try to stay with them, and then at the fourth quarter.
Stick your neck out. What do you think?
I think that Indy is done. I think they're done. I think OKC.
So that's it.
They're going to win this thing in five
that's
or six games. But I think
Indiana is done?
I'm in agreement.
How
are they going to beat OKC? You can't tell me how they beat them.
Well, a couple of games before our next show. We'll see what goes on over there. In the meantime, email us your thoughts with these guys being very defiant here and feeling strongly about Oklahoma. Email us onpoint@crntalk.com, onpoint@crntalk.com. Don't forget to get some cheese. Watch the games with harmonycheese.com. Order it up. It's delicious. These guys love it. Mr. Parmesan, he's chopping some up right now. We'll be back with On Point Live. Thanks so much for joining us.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, Jackie Slater here, Vince Ferragamo. You know, I want to thank some of the emails you've gotten in asking about my high school sport that I played. I was on the Verdugo Hills tennis team for many years, and we didn't have a very strong team. It was kind of weak. We would lose 6-love, 6-1. And so I took on the job as – and you guys would probably agree with me, and this is a true story – as the tennis manager, and I wrote the finals for the local newspaper, the Record Ledger, and I would say Vince Ferragamo played and he won one big game. And then I'd say Jackie Slater, Matt, it's three games. And he had lost like 6-2, 6-1. Vince got 6-0, 6-1. And the guy said, I think that reporter doesn't know how to report tennis. Damn straight I didn't, but I was able to make the team. They kept going to the coach saying, you guys are doing a great job this year. Like, I won three games.
It sounds one better after games. You describe it.
All right, let's look at the French Open. They was a little bit better than we were in
wow, no kidding. You see those matches, Mike?
No, I didn't. I should have watched these games, but you guys were looking at them. You were, weren't you, Vince?
My wife really loves tennis, yeah. And she thought it was one of the best matches she's ever seen. And, you know, going back a few years with Federer and Sinner, 1 and 2, Jackie.
Yeah.
They were
yeah.
the 1 and 2 in the
– Well, they had the 1 and 2 of the women and golf and Sabalenka, right? Exactly. And they had 1 and 2 of the men as well.
And Jackie,
Alcaraz and
the men's finals went 5.5 hours.
I know.
It's amazing.
Can you believe the – What kind of, you know, shape do you have
you
to be
have
in?
To be in
you have to be in.
That
man.
Way. But
you
Alcaraz made some unbelievable. You see the way they went for the ball at the net and just lag it, just drop
yes,
it.
Just
and
drop
then,
it in.
Then
tear
the defender comes and get it, and he hits it back. And then you return it again.
I mean, you know, the thing that jumped out at me, and, you know, was that Carlo Alcaraz was down two sets.
Come from behind.
Exactly.
He was down two sets, and then he came back.
Three tiebreakers.
And had three tiebreakers in the fourth set. Was that the fourth set?
Fourth set. He was behind, and he came back with tiebreakers.
That's unbelievable.
If he loses that, it's over.
That is really a display, in my opinion, of will, mental willpower, focus, and then also being technically sound. This guy was making shots. His feet had to have been 5 feet apart. He was stretched out to a limit. He made those shots, got back in position, played defense. As Sinner tried to pop the ball over there and get him out of position, he just looked like a guy that was in charge of every situation that came up in that match.
And both players have respect for one another, Jackie. They know how talented each one of them are. And when they play, there was no excuses.
No excuses.
You know, when the game was over, it's over. I mean, you lay everything out on the court.
Right.
So you don't. You know,
how do you prepare for that food-wise? Like, as a tennis player, volleyball, hockey player, basketball, football, what do you guys do
you
the
got
night
the
before?
Load.
You eat something
you
special?
You got the carbo load.
The carbo
sir.
Load, is
yeah,
that right?
You got the carbo load. That's what I used to do. Yeah. I can't speak for Vince in the
you
quarterback.
Do the carbo or Parmesan?
Well, a good source of carbohydrates is pasta, okay? So
yeah,
you
right.
eat a little pasta
and that's
the night
true.
Before.
And that's
but
true. And they always serve that in a pregame meal.
Don't forget to bring your Gatorade. Jug.
Don't forget to bring your Gatorade
you need to
gun,
drink a
jug.
Lot of fluids and
you
keep
drink.
Going. You know,
well,
it's
see, I was always because I was. I don't, maybe it was just because I was a 300-pound person that had to deal with other 300-pound men. The idea of eating light and showing up, you know, unsure of where your counterbalances were in your stomach and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that didn't work for me. I needed to feel full. And if I moved, I needed to feel things going.
This is
in
only for linemen,
different
okay.
directions.
See the way he's moving.
It's only for
you know,
linemen,
I need to feel
yeah,
things going in
it.
Different directions, so I know that I got the counterbalance.
Your friend,
I got the anchor. You got to be able to anchor.
Fred Dreyer, your buddy there on the Rams. I mean, that guy ate salmon all the time. He was Mr. But
yeah,
he ate about three of them. If you ever
Fred
go to
Fred was
with
an oddity. Man. Fred was an oddity.
Really?
Yeah.
Fred weighed 222 pounds. That's about 6'6". A defensive end, 222 pounds, that doesn't make it in National Football League. They, back in those days now, when he was running by Big John Williams and Doug France, that's a different type of body build that he's
going
against.
We were in Hawaii.
You know what they use guys like Fred to do now?
What?
Drop in coverage. cover backs out of the backfield.
That's right. Elusive.
And then on occasion, rush the passer. They don't ask them to do it exclusively.
This is how light Freddie was when we played. We were played in the super teams. Remember after we won the Super Bowl, we went to the Super Bowl, Pittsburgh. We're playing the Steelers in a tug of war. We're in super teams in Hawaii. Okay?
Well, I know you lost
and
that.
We had six guys. You had a limit of 2,000 pounds.
Yeah.
Okay? Six guys. They disputed the fact that we were overweight because they only had five. They had Big Mike Webster. They had a bunch of guys up there pulling. And we beat them. We pulled them across the line because we had six people pulling against five. So they disputed it. So we went to the weight. And Freddie got on the scale. Guess how much you weighed?
199.
210 pounds.
Yeah.
And they thought, well, Freddie Dreyer is like, defensive end. He's 280 pounds. Yeah. 210.
210.
That's what the offseason.
Wee little man season. Was he.
Yeah.
Well, he's tall, man.
He's tall, rangy.
He can crush anything with his hands.
And he's shifty.
Just like you guys.
He's very, very shifty. He knows how to make you use your own big body against itself.
Yeah, he would look on the sidelines during TV breaks and look on the opposing side to see if it was a long meeting between the coach and the quarterback or short. If it was a long meeting, he figured it was a pass. If it was a short, it was going to be a run, and he would try to guess the plays. You guys do that? Just kind of look around?
No, I don't.
He'd walk across the line of scrimmage and listen to the quarterback try to call the play.
That's a good one. Wink at him.
Yeah.
Never had to do that. And Terry Bradshaw got on Leroy for doing it one time.
All right. So let's
say what Terry said.
And Coco Goff and Arna Sabalenka. That was a good match as well, too.
Once again, that was one against two.
Yeah.
And Sabalenka, quite frankly, she was you could tell she was a bigger, stronger person. She kept complaining about the wind conditions being a problem. Said it was the worst wind conditions, and she was saying that in tears because she knew that Coco Gauff had displayed some of the people who looked at the match. They said that she displayed great courage and great persistence and would not be denied. I mean, they talked more about those internal attributes to an athlete more so than they did about her. Her physical attributes. And I just thought that was really interesting for a girl that young, first of all, to be ranked as high as she is, but then to take out the number one ranked lady in the world, and she stayed in there with her. I mean, that was impressive.
It's the first time in 10 years, too, since 2015, that when Serena Williams won the French Open, an American won the French Open.
Right. It's been
and so that's a great tribute to her ability to stay involved in that game because Sabalenka was a great player, strong player, but she was defending every shot, and she, persistence prevailed.
This is what was really interesting. Relative to all of the prognosticators, they said Goff capitalized on Sabalenka's inconsistent play, which she blamed on the wind condition. She had 70 unforced errors, Vince.
Yeah.
And she said that Coco Goff, leaning on her patience and defense in the tough conditions is what made the difference.
All right, speaking of tough conditions, let's go to Pittsburgh because we got some tough conditions there.
My.
Apparently, the quarterback controversy is over. Aaron Rodgers is officially signed with the Steelers. He is a new home. It's a big offseason. People have been speculating about it. The deal is worth up to $19.5 million with $10 million guaranteed and $13.65 million base. This came to us from the NFL Network. Last season, Rodgers, total like 38 to 97 passing yards, 28 passing touchdowns, 11 interceptions, a 90.5 passer rating, completed 63% of his passes. They were 5-12 with the Jets last year. All right.
Forget what he's done last year. Okay, yeah. Look, okay, he's going to be 41 years old, but I think this is a great choice for Pittsburgh.
Right. Wait a minute.
Okay,
wait a minute.
All right, you go first. Go ahead.
I'll tell you the reason.
This is a great choice.
You've got to be kidding me, Vince.
Watch.
You and I played with a guy that tore his Achilles tendon. We're not talking about a joint here where you can repair.
That was 2 years ago.
We're not talking about, Vince, we're talking about a 40-year-old guy who ruptured a tendon. A tendon is not a muscular, it is tendon.
Jackie played all last year.
You have to have a
he
great.
He didn't come up lame all last year.
Not as if Pittsburgh has gone and shored up his offensive line where they're going to be shutting down everybody that rushes the passer against him. That's not going to happen.
He's going to get hit. Want to know his weapons?
He's going to have to move. And if he doesn't move, He's going to get sacked. And hey, if he gets sacked too often, he's going to blow that
Achilles. Tom Brady wasn't moving around.
And he's
going
to be on the sideline like he has been for the last 2 years.
Tom Brady wasn't moving around. He won 6 Super Bowls. Ben Roethlisberger won Super Bowls. He wasn't moving around. Okay, let me tell you his weapons he's got. He's
Excuse
got
me, I didn't know we had Terry Bradshaw here on the bench for the see what Jackie well, said. But go ahead, Don.
Okay, you can tell me what Terry Bradshaw said.
No, you go ahead.
Well, all right. So, but I think they were waiting the whole time because it was the best choice for Pittsburgh. Okay, they did. I'll tell you, it's a twofold situation. He's an experienced quarterback, MVP coming into this team. He's got weapons now. He's got Robert Woods. He's got DK Metcalf. He's going to have Metcalf run. He's going to tell him, you're going to run 3 routes for me. That's it. I run a slant, run a go, and run a quick screen. That's it. He doesn't have to think about anything else. This is a big target. He's going to make it happen. Robert Woods is going to be his possession receiver. He's got Kenny Gainwell. In the backfield to run routes on third down. That's great. He's got Jaylen Warren as a good running back. He's got Caleb Johnson from Iowa, a running back drafted first round. Now, they drafted Will Howard, okay, in the 6th round, another Tom Brady draft. It's good because now he's got to learn from Aaron Rodgers. Who better to learn from? And this is a double win for the Steelers. They're going to be good. They're deep. Look, they don't have any coaches. Arthur Smith's going to be offensive coach. But it's going to be run by Aaron Rodgers, and that's what they do.
We're going to have to hold this one over because I don't think Jackie's buying a word you said, and I don't think you're buying a word
you watch.
He said. But I'm going to solve them.
10 or more wins in the playoffs and beyond.
Terry Bradshaw may have the final word. We'll tell you what he said about it. Get your comments. We're getting ready for the NFL season already. Can you believe it? On Point Live, these two are, look at, they're going at it. He might break into a courtness of Shirley here pretty quick. We'll take a break when we come back. Want to remind you, Harmony Cheese is our sponsor. We're going to tell you about some of the great new cheeses they got. Check it out at harmonycheese.com. Subscribe to On Point Live. It's our podcast. You can get a video podcast with Vince and Jackie. And don't forget our website, onpointlive.net. Email us any comments at all, onpoint@crntalk.com. Again, it's onpoint@crntalk.com. We'll be back with more On Point Live. Michael Horn, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater, right here on CRN, the Competition Radio Network.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's Frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC. Used with permission.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
If there's one thing we know about dads, it's that they're not easy to shop for. Enter Kohl's. They've got everything from Nike golf gear to his favorite Levi's jeans. And you can save 20% on other finds like Flex Athleisure and Izod workwear. So if you're not sure what to get dad for Father's Day, you know where to go. Shop Kohl's now. Select styles. Offer ends June 15th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons do not apply to Nike and Levi's. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to On Point Live. I'm telling you, the show is starting to heat up in studio. I'm Michael Horn, getting the hot seat. Jackie Slater, Vince Ferragamo. And before we get to there, we have to take a little bit of time to talk about our good sponsor, HarmonyCheese.com. Now, Vince, you've been lobbying for Parmesan. They have it. I believe it's been sent to you now. You're going to take some home. Oh, yeah. Going to do a little grating with it. What do you do with your Parmesan? Do you grate it all the time? Well, Jackie says you overgrate cheese.
Let me tell you, my wife made the best orchietti pasta last night.
Oh, boy.
Okay?
He always tells us. Goodness. And did you tell her I'm a tennis player? She might want to invite me over for dinner.
It was so good. It had some, had the green sauce on it. But then on the tomatoes on top and then the grated cheese on top of that with a little black pepper, I'm in.
The Harmony cheese was great.
Wait a minute. You just came back from Italy. I thought you said you were sick.
I know, but
eating.
But it was just.
Why are you sitting here telling us about
Well, it wasn't
cheating?
In huge a supply. It was just great, just the way it was.
Jackie,
I thought your taste buds had gone bad after one of
this guy, Jackie Slater, if he was still playing football, we'd call him Refrigerator Jackie because his refrigerator.
I was thinking it's the pesto sauce, okay, guys? It was phenomenal.
Jackie's refrigerator has been remade into a cheese display.
Oh,
with
I
all
just
that
have
beautiful
one,
green grass there.
I just
there
have one tray.
And the packages of cheese there. I think he's reselling it on the side with the orange.
I just have one tray area there where I keep my.
One tray.
Yeah, where
What's
I keep
in
my
the tray?
Cheese. The Jerry sent it. I got my Abergelli right there. I just got my stuff is organized.
Yeah,
I just don't just go grabbing it up and shredding it. I mean, I take mine out, get myself a knife, cut me off a chunk of it, get whatever I'm going to eat with
cheddar
it, and put it back in there.
Cheddar Merlot, no?
You don't have to shred cheese every time you eat it.
I'll tell you what, I was up in Los Alamos, California for a pre-Father's Day. My daughter took me up there. It was a great time. There was a bakery there that made incredibly great sourdough bread with olives in it.
Oh, my goodness.
And you take that, and you take Harmony cheese, and you put that cheese with that sliced bread.
Yeah,
it's a picnic made in heaven.
That's right. You don't always have to have pasta, Vince.
You are jealous.
Just have a little olive oil. I mean, you know, with the cheese, it goes with, I mean, it just goes down so
You can
perfectly.
Also take a piece of cheese, drizzle a little bit of honey. A little bit of honey on it.
Thank you, baby.
And put it on, eat it on a hot, hot biscuit right out of the oven.
Yeah, you could.
Don't call me honey. Let me tell you a guy that needs some Harmony cheese. Okay. Sour Grapes Bradshaw. This Terry Bradshaw, who you guys face in the Super Bowl. Terry, get over with it. You were out touring with William Shatner. Go on another trip. Relax. Do something. He is, apparently, they say, it's safe to say that Terry Bradshaw is not going to offer his old number for Aaron Rodgers to wear number 12, nor would Aaron Rodgers want it. Here's what Bradshaw says about the signing of Aaron Rodgers to his old alma mater, the Pittsburgh Steelers. He said, quoting now, "That's a joke." He said, "That is just, to me, is a joke. What are you going to do? Bring him in for 1 year? Are you kidding me? That guy needs to stay in California, go somewhere, chew on bark, and whisper to the gods out there." And then he said, "I like Kenny Pickett. I liked him at Pitt. I know him. I know what he's like. And when they got him to Pittsburgh, here's what they didn't do. They didn't protect him. They didn't get him an offensive line. They wanted to run the football, but they didn't have an offensive line that could protect, and they didn't have weapons. He had no wide receivers to speak of, and then they throw a kid in there for 2 years, and you've got an offense that doesn't fit, doesn't work. They can't run because their offensive line's not even good enough for a run-blocking team."
Wow.
"And therefore, they say Pickett was a failure." Wow. "He wasn't a failure. The Steelers were a failure."
Them's fighting words. I mean, Terry Bradshaw, he's pulling no punches, man. See, he's telling it like it is, man. First thing is, he's absolutely right. I don't care who your quarterbacks were, who your running backs were. You are not going to have any success unless you invest in your offensive line. And all you got to do is look at teams like Philadelphia and a few other teams around there and how they're investing money in their offensive line, and all of a sudden their production offensively is going up. The other thing that Terry Bradshaw noticed is this: when you lose games, the worst things about you
show up.
And usually it has to do with injury at key positions. Now, I've seen guys have this injury that Aaron Rodgers has had. And this is an injury that, to me, can keep reoccurring because you didn't strain a muscle. You didn't tear a muscle where the blood supply is really, really good. You tore a tendon where the blood supply is associated limited with being close to the nearest big muscle group there. Now, that's the way I've always had it explained to me. There's a possibility that on a cold day in Pittsburgh, on turf there, that he goes out in warm-ups, boom, and snap loose a piece of that cartilage in that, and there he is again for 2 or 3 weeks.
He's painting a bad picture.
So, I mean, I'm just saying, I played a lot of football, but yeah, I saw a lot of injuries.
Yeah.
And I saw a lot of people not get well from injuries, and this is one that I just...
Vince well, luckily, he plays a position that doesn't require a lot of foot running ability. He's in a quarterback.
Line,
he drops 7 yards.
Run.
He doesn't have to drum 50 yards down the field. But I'm just saying that there was no better choice out there for the Steelers, and they knew it all along. Now, Terry is right about Kenny Pickett, but Kenny Pickett, get on with it. He's no longer with the team. So how is not getting Aaron Rodgers to come to help the team out? He's their best choice.
Well, now, you said something. Okay. I want you to explain to me
all right,
why you think Aaron Rodgers is the best choice for the Pittsburgh Steelers at this moment.
Because, first of all,
a team that plays defense and runs the ball.
They weren't going to invest in a rookie quarterback to step in and lead them to deep into the playoffs. That was out of their question. They pick a quarterback. They got Will Howard in the sixth round. They'll develop him. Down the road, yes, he may develop. But he was their best existing player that was out there that could help him immediately. And now with what they've put on offense, and he's the type of quarterback, Mike, that doesn't require a sophisticated offensive game plan. He will adjust as he goes instinctively, and he will make the game plan as they move forward.
I say something
with his
and ask
players.
You a question.
But Vince, don't you need some familiarity to be able to
he
do
will.
That?
He
just got there. How is he going to do that much?
He's experienced. He has experienced receivers. He's got Robert Woods. He's got DK Metcalf. He's got Freiermuth. He's going to make great strides with those guys. And then his running back, Gainwell, oh, my gosh.
Going down memory lane, I recall something with you Rams here, Jackie Slater and Vince Ferragamo. Two words, Joe Namath. That was your rookie year, wasn't it? Did you learn from the guy when he was there?
I sure did. So it's a double win for the Steelers because now they can develop Will Howard because now he's got someone to look at, to model after, and become accustomed to how he operates. I looked at Joe and, you know, just maybe in his huddle, how he conveys messages to the team, how he performs under stress, what's his reaction.
You
There's
talk about
so
a
many
guy,
things to learn.
He was small and weak at the later part, and now he's wearing those hearing aids. It's like they look like a pencil that goes in your ear.
Well,
let me tell you something.
Hey,
he wasn't any in great shape kind of quarterback. They had to baby him there, but he played with you,
but
Jackie
he had a
Slater.
Great offensive line to play behind.
Yeah, he had a pretty good offensive line, with the exception of the bit of time that I played in front of with my inexperience.
Oh, come on.
I almost got Joe Kill graveyard dead all by myself. Now, I ain't going to tell you no lie. I have to be honest about it.
It just hurt his hearing.
It beat me like I stole the governor's mule over there on that side.
Jackie was shouting.
But the thing, But the thing that I remember more than anything else is the lack of mobility that Joe had at that particular time. Because as I said, he had one of his hamstrings that he could not even contract.
It was balled up
in the middle of his leg, where it had detached. I think in his glutamus area, and he couldn't even, lift that leg up off the ground to avoid pass rush. And so I'm hoping that we don't be seeing that with Aaron Rodgers, because that was an ugly thing, you know, to see big guys falling on Joe, you know, after they beat me and stuff like that. It was humbling. It was a very humbling experience to see him take a beating like that.
Well, I didn't want to bring the whole show down here right now. You learned from watching him get beat up back there. You realized what you had to do to protect.
Yeah, I did.
So once again, Joe was great for the team. So here's the thing. He's not going to probably be the scrambler, right, because you're saying with the Achilles and all that kind of stuff. But yet the guy's smart. He's been around for a while. Maybe he's exactly what they need for this season because he can train the young kid.
We didn't win a Super Bowl that year Namath came. We won 2 years later.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, mean, it's a building process,
yeah.
You know, and that and the Rams have always been building their team over mm-hmm. the years with Don Klosterman back in the day and, mm-hmm. you know, building from the ground floor up. And so I see the Steelers have a great defense. You know, they're going to offensively now, they have a shot, you know, with Aaron Rodgers if he can relate well with his teammates. I think it could be a big plus for them, especially because they play the Ravens. They have to play Cincinnati. They have a tough, and they have Cleveland. So I mean, that's the NFC North.
You know, one other thing that we did not cover, and Vince pointed this out to me, and it was almost unbelievable when he said it. If you were to go and look at some of the top quarterbacks, Peyton Manning, on the way down the list, his brother, all the way down the list. Aaron Rodgers has thrown fewer interceptions than any of those guys.
Yeah.
This guy was only—he was averaging like
less than six interceptions a year.
Less than six
for
interceptions
over
a year.
20 seasons.
Now, what that tells me is
like
that this man knows what to do with the football.
Smart. I think it's smart.
I've
for
never
Pittsburgh.
Heard anybody say he had a weak arm.
Right.
So
no,
obviously
no.
He's
he does
the
not
gun.
Throw interceptions.
Yeah, he don't throw interceptions.
That's a great point.
It's going to be a great year for them. I think this could really surprise you. It's going to be very good.
Mm-hmm. What about J.J. McCarthy?
Yeah. What about him? What do you think?
Well, he's a young quarterback coming in. You know, the whisperer there with.
Yeah.
His coach in Minnesota,
but, Vince, I
25 touchdowns
for rookie quarterback. They're thinking this guy is going to throw more touchdowns, 25.5 touchdowns, than all of the top 10 paid quarterbacks.
Matt
in pro
Stafford,
football.
Justin Herbert, to name a few, right?
Now, I don't know where you get
Brock
off
Purdy,
at making a prediction like that.
Well,
Trevor Lawrence.
They can say it all they want
There's
to before
no way
the season starts.
Just Matthew Stafford alone is going to throw more touchdown passes.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's very true.
I don't really
what
see.
Your
I
buddy mean, Darnold,
the reason why they're looking at because he has Justin Jefferson. He's got Addison. He's got Hawkinson. You know, he's got some threat receivers, some big time receivers.
Yeah, and he's got a couple pretty good tackles.
You still
he got some
throw
good
it
tackles,
to him.
So the edge
still
rushers don't be beating him up so bad. So all of that looks good. All of that looks good.
He's not a big guy, Jackie.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
he's
one
not a
final
real big guy.
Football question.
And he hasn't played a lot in the NFL.
No.
You guys played a lot of rivalries, San Francisco 49ers, Rams, et cetera, that kind of whole thing. So the Dodgers, baseball question, playing the Padres, big series. The Padre management is asking their fans not to sell their season tickets or not to scalp their tickets and give them to Dodger fans that want to drive down from Los Angeles to see the game in San Diego. They want to keep Dodger fans out because when you go to the game, there's as many people, maybe more, rooting for the Dodgers than there are for the Padres. What are your guys' feelings on that?
Hey, supply and demand. I mean, if the demand is high and you can get your price –
sell your tickets, right?
It's like real estate, you know.
Yeah, once they sell the tickets, they're yours, right, Jack?
And then you can go to more games thereafter. I mean, it's only one series. It's only three games.
You know, I hate to say this, but that problem is common in sports in Southern California.
Yeah,
in all sports.
Yeah.
Football, basketball, you name it, it's a common problem. And I think it has to do with so many people from all over the country who grew up watching their teams back east and in the South and the Midwest. They moved out here, and now they just get an opportunity to see their teams out here on the West Coast. And when they come out, boy, I'm telling you, the Giants fans, the Bear fans, you name them.
49er fans,
yeah,
Green Bay.
They're just trying to get their hands on tickets at whatever.
The Harmony
and
Chiefs, Green
support,
Bay fans. Watch out.
Come out and support their hometown team.
He played for the Packers. I don't know who he roots for when the Rams play the Packers.
Jordan
I don't see
Jordan
him for
Love
weeks.
Will have more touchdown passes than J.J. McCarthy.
I think so, too.
We don't see Vince for weeks when the Rams play the Green Bay Packers. He goes into hiding. Same with Buffalo when they go and play there. All right, we're going to take a break, wrap things up here. It's On Point Live. Don't forget to get your Harmony Cheese, speaking of Green Bay. They're in Wisconsin. That's the best place for cheese, harmonycheese.com. Make sure and check that out for you. That's their website, harmonycheese.com. And check us out at onpointlive.net. Email us onpoint@crntalk.com. Get these comments in for Jackie Slater and Vince Ferragamo. onpoint@crntalk.com. We'll be back with more. It's On Point Live. Thanks so much for joining us here on the show.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
We're back with On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. You know, in baseball, the Dodgers traded Chris Taylor, their utility guy, to the Angels, and he came on to the Angels to get more playing time, and he broke his hand now. The guy's got bad.
Stroke of bad luck.
That's a bad.
But Mike Trout's back for at least another month before something else.
Well, you
goes
know, Ron out. Washington. We talked about him.
Yeah, in good manager.
I mean, he's doing really good. I mean, you know, he's really, really encouraged the guys to just play at a higher level.
I know, but the encouraging Mike Trout through injury. I look at him and I'm thinking this guy's got to be one of the best built baseball players I've ever seen, and. As soon as I say that, almost every year something happens.
So don't say it anymore, Jack.
I don't have to stop saying it.
We want you to email us, everybody. Yeah. Our email address is onpoint, O-N-P-O-I-N-T, at CRN, as in Competition Radio Network, crntalk.com. And we're going to select an email next week. And the one we select to read on the air, Vince is going to put together a Harmony Cheese and a Vince Ferragamo wine pack and get it sent out. Am I right? Is that what we're going to do?
That sounds like a great idea, yeah. Corey, because, you know, they're going to – whatever we receive, we're going to pick out an interesting comment from one of our viewers out there,
right?
Jackie.
Yeah.
And we're going to give them some of your favorite cheese from Harmony Cheese.
Right.
We'll give them a bottle of the Ferragamo wine.
Whoever calls in and especially talks about – you know, the superior comments that I'm making on different subjects.
Hi to our good listeners.
We can make a judge of that.
WRMN 1410 in Chicago, taking out our show here on the weekends. They carry the White Sox, by the way. So,
wow.
Yeah.
So anything you want to email us, these guys will answer it for you.
Yeah.
Go to onpoint at crntalk.com. Make sure and put your name in there so we can contact you back on your email if you're indeed the winner. Should be good. And then maybe Jackie will take a couple of questions since he was so outspoken on who's going to win the NBA Finals as well as Vince Ferragamo was, too.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You got your Harmony cheese to take home with you this weekend, Jackie?
I'm all set. I'm all set, man.
All set to have some delicious cheese.
Yeah, I might even get his because his stomach is
It's in the refrigerator.
He ate too much over there when he was in Italy.
And his wife, Jody, keeps making more pasta.
More
what
pasta.
A life this poor guy's got.
Marchetti pasta.
Poor guy.
So good.
So why don't you and I go over there and visit Jody for a while and bring some Harmony cheese.
Well, I've had everything that he said, I've had it.
All right, don't forget, follow us, subscribe to On Point Live with Vince and Jackie on our YouTube channel. Our website, onpointlive.net, Instagram, on.point.live. We put a lot of reels up there, so check it out. And email us, onpoint@crntalk.com. Don't forget our sponsor, harmonycheese.com. Always good. And remember, when you're eating Harmony Cheese, do as we always do. What do we always say?
Stay on point.